This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, an Ella's Leash production. Heard as a podcast around the world, but heard first on radio stations 100.7 WHUD FM and Real Country 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Shine On, bringing you healers and dreamers and people who want to make life richer. It's your time to shine on. Hi, it's Casey. Let's make plans for your summer. Thank you for shining on today. The podcast for health and happiness is brought to you by CBD Live Natural Stores in Bedford Hills, the Westchester Mall in White Plains, and the Stamford Town Center. Visit CBDLiveNatural.com. So today we dive into mindfulness via the parable of a tuna sandwich. Deborah Hanlon invites you to summer classes at her Center for Being, Knowing, Doing in Newburgh. Brett Bevel wants to see you for Reiki in Omega this summer. He's part of a cool app too. And Amy Silverman says, why don't you just go to summer camp for grown-ups? It's all on the way. But we start with hypnotist Kimberly Friedmutter, author of Subconscious Power. You know that little kid inside you is driving the bus, right? Well, now you're going to find out when she goes to work. And Kimberly reminds us our subconscious mind needs our body in good working order.
I'm a strong believer of the fact that we must let our body vessel carry us through what our mind wants, because how devastating that you have this great sharp mind and you have these dreams and aspirations and you physically can't go the distance. And so that's why I included it. A lot of people will say, oh, what does the mind or what does the body have to do with hypnotherapy? Everything. We all have felt bad in times, and when we feel bad, we shut down. When there's dis-ease, it's because there's not ease. So we really want ease, not disease. And so those four pillars of self-care were super important to me to include in this. Super, super important is sleep. And we all know that. And especially for the subconscious, because the subconscious is your little workhorse. She's your inner 8-year-old who's just wise beyond her years, knows everything before she starts to unlearn behavior to be able to get along in the world with others. So, you know, PC falls into that. So when we're so politically correct and we're doing this and we're watching our words and all of these things, which are smart to do, but it also cuts down our intelligence on a very natural, basic level of those things that we might say or those things that we might do before we unlearned how to do all of that. And so sleep is the chance for the subconscious to heal the body and to get the immune system back in check and all of these yummy, wonderful things. She's a worker inside of you. When you're sleeping, she's working. And so that's a lot of calorie expansion and things like that. Hydration, of course, we know that we are mostly fluid, and so we must keep them in and out. It's all the things you've heard before, but not necessarily in this application of the mind. So it's, yes, it's the body, and we tend to separate the mind from that, and it really isn't so. They must go hand in hand. Eating well, of course. And so I'm a big proponent of off of sugars, off of sodium, all of those things, and all of a sudden your labs clear up and you think it's a miracle. Movement, of course, another thing, because if we're taking you from apathy to action, let's just say there's something in your mind you really wanted to go after, and we clear up your fears about it and your phobias about it and your vulnerabilities about it, and now you're ready to run out the door, I need you to be able to do that. I need you to be physically fit to move forward so you can migrate towards whatever it is that your dreams are.
Eat clean, sleep well, drink water, move your body, because it's going to move you into that next phase of life. You know, and we have to stop separating our dreams from our body. We have to,
correct,
right? We have to stop doing that.
Right. And it sounds super simple when you say it, but when you read the book, it does integrate it all back into what the mind is thinking and how the mind is processing what you're doing with your body. I mean, every single thing. You know how you just, the feeling of like, I don't want to get up. I want to, you know, that sluggish feeling after a sugar coma and all of the things, or you're bloated from the salt. It really does take your mind into that different space. Sometimes someone will come to me and they'll say, oh my gosh, I'm so depressed today. And I said, when was the last time you had a blowout? Or when was the last time you washed your hair?
Right.
Because that matters. I mean, it's the silliest thing, but it matters, and it really does. And if it didn't, I wouldn't be, you know, so, so, so strong in saying so.
I couldn't agree with you more, because those things aren't luxuries. They actually change your energy. I know my inner 8-year-old is driving the bus. I know she is. She has the keys. She's in charge of everything. And we have conferences all the time. I never thought of her as working at night.
In fact, one of the greatest little tricks of all is at nighttime, you can keep just a pad and pen next next to your bedside. Jot down any questions you have or any solutions that you need the answers to, any problems that are bothering you, and she'll figure it out during the night. And again, this is for gentlemen as well. We say she, but of course the inner 8-year-old of the man. And so what happens is that the brain wants the problem solved. It wants you to feel good. It wants to get that off of your plate. So let it. If you write it down, just the act of that puts it right at the top of the list for her or him, and the subconscious will figure it out. And you'll wake up with this epiphany. Oh, you know how people say, oh, I want to sleep on it. You know, I love that outfit. I want to sleep on it. I'll get you that decision tomorrow about the big move our company is making. I want to sleep on it. That's what they mean.
Right. They're sleeping on it, and they're allowing the subconscious to do its work so we can have both parts of us working together.
Correct. It marinates it. It lets it settle in. So you wake up in the morning. I see it all the time when gals shop. They'll say, oh my gosh, I'm so in love with it. It's a little pricey for me. I want to sleep on it. And then the next day, do I love it? Do I need it? It's all of those practical things. In the book, I have even different ways of finding great parking spaces, finding lost items around your home. The detail of your subconscious in literally playing the stenographer for you and recording every single thing. You know that if you lost that necklace, she knows exactly where it is. She knows where you put it. There was a client of mine that had misplaced some pearls, and she couldn't find them. She was in Hawaii. She was getting on the plane to come back to the States. She called me frantic. I'm not leaving this island without my pearls. And she remembered feeling like she had tucked them away in a safe place, but she couldn't find them in her safe. She couldn't find them anywhere. Look through every drawer. And of course, when you're in a frenzy and a panic, you're using your conscious, not your subconscious. And so you cannot access. We all know digging for something in our purse that we know we put it in there. We know, or your briefcase, and you cannot find it. And you're looking so hard, you can't see it. And it could even be in your hand. So anyway, with a little bit of relaxation and getting her to remember and to really lovingly connect with those pearls, where did you wear them last? What did they feel like? Imagine yourself in them. Look from a third perspective, looking down. What did you have on? She said, oh, my Missoni dress. And this is going to sound so silly, but she said, oh my gosh, I remember thinking I can't put them in the safe because they need to breathe. And so then the thought processes come flooding of what it was like when she had them. I'm wearing the Missoni dress. I didn't want to hang it because I didn't want it to stretch. It's a sweater material. And so I rolled the pearls up in them and tucked it in the drawer. So while she thinks consciously she looked through the drawers, and I'm telling you, she promised me she looked everywhere. And I said, I know you think you did, but we need to get to that other part of the mind that knows exactly where they are, and it led her right to them.
Wow. Now, did you have to hypnotize her to do this or just talk her through it calmly?
Well, so hypnotizing is an interesting thing. Hypnotizing is a state of relaxation where you're open to suggestion. So that can be on the phone, that can be on FaceTime, that can be reading the book. That's when you watch TV. All of your advertising is hypnosis. If I said to you, you know, what's your five favorite things, Casey? What's the top of your priority list? Those are the things that have you mesmerized, that have you entranced. If I say, do you ever open up your refrigerator and stare inside and you realize 5 minutes you've been standing there and you just drifted off? Daydreaming is our key to our greatness. When they tap on the board and say, John, stop daydreaming, wake up. That's not the time because he's in that zone. So where meditation is really zoning in and focus on the breath, zoning out is hypnotizing. Zoning out is mesmerized. Zoning out is entranced. So you're staring at the television and you have all of these food ads going and you have this and that and the other going, and that's a wonderful thing, except for that's your hypnotist. So everything hypnotizes you. Nature hypnotizes you. Leaves blowing in the wind, the sun, the clouds drifting by. It's all hypnosis. Actually, counting sheep. You know, when they say if you wake up at night and count sheep, I have a greater, you know, kind of clearer, easier way than watching the sheep float by. But that's hypnosis right there. So it really depends. You know, hypnosis just means being lulled into this state of relaxation.
All right. In the few moments we have left, you have to tell us what's greater than counting sheep.
Okay. So if you focus on a spot, just in front of you, anywhere you are, and when you're sleeping, you just have your eyes closed and you imagine a spot in front of you. Let your eyesight diffuse out to the side, so now you're using your peripheral vision. When you do that, you're in a state of hypnosis. Now you're calm. You cannot you cannot access a negative emotional state when you're using your peripheral vision. They also call it the learning state, which is when you're in performance. Say you're giving a speech, and, you know, everybody's so afraid of public speaking. And so if you're doing that, just pick a spot out in the audience, let your eyesight diffuse, and you cannot access that fear. It's remarkable, and it'll literally lull you right back to sleep, because usually we wake up because we're thinking something or overthinking, or the critical mind has stepped in and woken us up.
Kimberly Friedmutter. Find more at KimberlyFriedmutter.com. While we're on the subject of how our brains work, let's talk mindfulness with Deborah Hanlon. Yes, the word is overused, but what does it really mean? This little tuna story will help.
I'm a reactor. My kids will do something, and instantly my first go-to experience is, I want to react. Ah, I want to scream. Oh, what are you doing? With mindfulness, I practice pulling myself back and go, wait a minute, Deb. Reacting has never helped me. It has never done me well. So just knowing that that is a response that I have, that doesn't help any situation, then I boil back. I get present. I say, okay, hang on a second. Keep hearing the information. If someone, say, is in a meeting and they're criticizing your work, instantly, our ego is offended and we want to respond. We want to defend ourselves. Maybe we want to attack the other person. But notice it. In that moment, notice and say, hang on a second. Let me take this information in and let me process it. Let me hear it, and then maybe I'll disagree with it, or maybe I'll be able to say, wow, you know what? I see their point of view. I can look at that part of me. So it's about allowing information to come through and giving yourself the presence to process it, to hear it, to let it in, and then you can respond. See, responding is so much better than reacting. Then you can say, okay, I see your point, or wow, I'm sorry you see me in that light, and that's completely not how I see myself or my intention. And then the potential for a more positive interaction occurs.
All right.
And I do have a quick little story about this, of where it came through. Just briefly, I was in a class recently, a small class, and we broke for lunch and we ate in the classroom, and someone next to me, in a small tiny classroom, kind of warm, someone next to me opened tuna fish. And we all know how tuna fish, just in a small room that doesn't get a lot of ventilation, it really made the whole room just really, really reek of tuna fish. And instantly in my brain, I thought to myself, how inconsiderate to think of eating something like this in this space, because it's now infiltrating the whole area. So, you know, this is, you know, poor little Deborah inconvenienced by a little tuna fish smell, God forbid, you know. So it was my inner jerk being, you know, tantrumy. So what I then proceed to do is I always carry rose oil with me. I love the smell. So I then put some rose oil on my hands and I'm just breathing in the rose oil so that I feel that I have a better smell around me.
You've cleansed your palate.
I cleansed, exactly. And in my mind, in my fabulous, amazing, all-knowing mind in that moment, I thought, I'm helping the room out because now it'll smell better. Well, as soon as I put the cap back on my rose oil, someone walked through and said, ugh, who just put on rose oil? That smell is disgusting. I can't, oh, and she went on and on. So instantly my ego was a little aggravated.
Ooh.
Like, but then I realized, I went, wow, look at that. I was exactly the same person as the person with tuna fish. I thought this wouldn't bother anyone. I made the same assumption that this scent, just because I'm okay with it, that it won't bother everyone else, which is exactly what the person with tuna fish had.
Yeah.
So the point in the story was, wow, look at me. I'm doing the exact same thing.
You met yourself in that moment.
Exactly. And if with mindfulness, we can see things as such. And I was able to laugh at myself, at my ridiculous jerk self being annoyed, my ridiculous jerk self thinking I'm going to solve this because, you know, I know better. And it was just such a great teaching moment for me of like, you know what, when we take our moment to judge something else, recognize that it's really just our perception of a judgment, and it isn't right either.
Right.
It's just a perception.
Deborah Hanlon, she offers lots of courses and classes this summer at the Center for Being, Knowing, Doing in Newburgh, thecenterforbeingknowingdoing.com. We're back with Reiki at Omega and Brett Bevel right after this.
At CBD Live Natural, their goal is to bring their customers the best all-natural products. There is a solution to change your quality of life that will help you live naturally without prescription drugs, which means you'll feel your best.
CBD aids with health issues from fibromyalgia to anxiety, joint pain and eczema, acne, and so much more. The staff at CBD Live Natural really know their products, which helps them determine what's best for you, from oils and lotions and creams to candles, edibles, and even pet products. At CBD Live Natural, they don't just sell the products, they're consumers just like you. So you can trust them to recommend the best all-natural products to help you live natural and feel great doing it. CBD Live Natural stores can be found in Bedford Hills, the Westchester Mall in White Plains, and the Stamford Town Center in Stamford, Connecticut. Or you could shop online at their website anytime. CBDLiveNatural.com.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for shining on today. I've got two summer spiritual weekends to invite you to, one in July, one in August, both in the state of New York, one by the river, one in the mountains. Find out more at casey.co, K-A-C-E-Y.co. Make some plans. And if you're headed to Omega this summer, you can learn Reiki from Brett Bevel. Or you can find him on a new app. Now, Brett just had a psychic Reiki session at The Source in Poughkeepsie, and if you were peeking in the windows, you'd find a lot of relaxed people lying on the floor. What did that look like?
So I did a technique that I call psychic Reiki, which is basically where everybody in the room is empowered to something that I call a Reiki crystal. It's not a physical crystal, but more an energetic crystal, which then sits in front of their heart chakra, in front of the center of their chest. And that energetic crystal basically allows the person to be able to access the energy of Reiki and to be able to direct it simply through the power of their thoughts. So basically being in psychic communication with the divine overriding intelligence of the energy. And it's a very easy, very user-friendly modality, in a very easy way to work with the energy of Reiki. And people who sometimes even aren't that sensitive to energy will still really feel the effects. So it's something I love sharing.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And you share it very generously. Now, what else is coming up on your horizon, Brett Bevel, that we need to share this time around?
Yeah, so I've recently been part of an app called Silvana, and on the app you can actually receive energy healing, not only from me, but from many, many other of the world's more pronounced healers, like Anadea Judith, who wrote many books about the chakra system. She's on there. Deborah King, who often teaches at Omega Institute, is on there. And there's many, many other practitioners. So if you're wanting a little zap of Reiki or other forms of energy healing, you can just simply go on the app, you click which healer you want, and you just click that play button, and you just sit back and listen to the audio. And again, the impact of the energy through that is still very effective, still very, very real. Not only do they have these individual healings that you can access, but they also have what they call group immersions, where there's people all around the planet at the same time going into the same work. So often I'll do one that is called clearing relationship cords, where you're just kind of clearing that energetic space between you and others. So when they do that, you can see online how many other people are doing that same work at the same time. And then it just kind of deepens that kind of cumulative effect, that you know that there may be 50 or 150 other people, other places in the world, who are doing the same work the exact same time as you are. And there's even times in that work we'll have them send to each other. It's really fun stuff and kind of mind-blowing when you're actually in the experience of it. I know there was a time about a year ago where I was doing a live group immersion through Silvana, and I think they had 400 people as part of it then. And we were literally, as a group, you know, I empowered everybody in the group to their Reiki crystal, similar to what I did at the Source the other night. And then I had everybody sending to everybody else in the group, even though we're all on different parts of the planet, as that's happening live. And just the power was just extremely immense. I mean, it just really, you know, almost kind of knocked me out in a good way, though.
Right.
You know, just like that force of 400 people sending energy, not only to me, but also to each other, just takes it to a whole other level. So that's one thing I really like about this app, is these group immersions, these group meditations, where there's this, you know, deep sense of connectedness with other people online doing the same work as you.
It's called Silvana?
Yeah, so it's Soulvana, and they're part of Mind Valley. So Mind Valley is a larger company that does a lot of online courses, but mm-hmm. they have this app called Silvana, where they do these beautiful guided meditations and energy healings through the app. And oh, I just want to mention too, the CEO of Silvana is actually going to be at Omega the weekend of June 21st as part of a workshop that we're doing on digital age things. So talking
right.
about apps, online courses, things like that.
And who is that?
It's Clemens Struck. He's living in Malaysia right now, but he's originally from Slovenia. It's a beautiful soul. So if anybody wants to learn more about how to do this on your own, he would be a good person to check out.
Tell us what we're sending and how we can send energy to each other.
you know, the modality that I use on the app and that I'm probably best known for in terms of my work is Reiki. And Reiki translates from Japanese as either universal life force energy or divine life force energy. So it's an energy that's always working for the highest good. You know, on a physical level, people often will feel a sense of releasing stress, just relaxing more. It can also help alleviate mental, emotional issues, just bring a better sense of overall well-being. Really helps the body kind of kick in its own healing process as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know often today in some more progressive hospitals, Reiki is even offered as a form of palliative care. So that's the energy that we're sending through the app is Reiki. You know, it's, again, just a very beautiful, and I would say probably, at this point, probably the world's most popular and well-known form of energy healing.
Right. Do I have Reiki in me now?
Do you? I know you do, because you have your own Reiki crystal from time that we spoke.
And I use it all the time.
I also know that you also do your own, you know, that you've trained traditionally as well. So
right.
I know that about you, that you do have that connection.
But is it in me all the time, or do I have to ask for it?
So for me, you know, I feel like when the initiation or the attunement happens, that there's like a little energetic light switch that's turned on in your system that gives you access whenever you need it.
Right.
Now, does that mean that it's flowing through you all the time, 24/7? Probably not, because my experience is when it's flowing, it can often take you almost into a deep meditative or even sometimes like a semi-altered state.
Mm.
And it would be hard to function if that's the way we were all the time.
Right.
But definitely when you want it to flow, you know, when you want that to move through you, it just simply upon your intention that it's flowing, that it's moving.
Every time Brett Bevel is on my show, I learn something new. Thank you, Brett. Now, when are you coming to Omega? When can we spend more time with you?
Yeah, so I'm actually part of a conference that we're having here on Reiki. It's called the Wisdom of Reiki Conference. It's going to be the weekend of June 7th through 9th. And we've also got some really amazing Reiki people there. William Rand, Franz Steen, Lynn Roberts, Lorraine Goldbloom, Michelle Denis, really fabulous teachers who will be basically from different Reiki lineages, bringing different wisdom from different traditions and sharing it with each other on a really beautiful weekend. And then I'm also teaching a Reiki level 1 and 2 for those who want to learn the traditional methods the weekend of June 28th through 30th at Omega.
Beautiful. And where can we find out more?
You can find out more at my website, brettbevel.com.
Brett Bevel, find him at Omega this summer and on the Solvana app. And finally, how about a little summer camp? Connection Camp, taking place in Sussex, New Jersey, June 13th through the 16th. What's it all about, Amy?
Connection Camp is a four-day and three-night sleepaway camp for adults, where we dive into all the facets of how to be more connected to ourselves, more connected to each other, to community, and to nature and the world all around us.
I get it. Connection camp. Men and women?
Men, women, and any other way that we identify. We welcome anyone 18 to 108, and I would accept someone who's 109 if they contacted us, but I haven't met that person.
Okay. So Connection Camp, it's open to everybody, and it's about how to reconnect and, I guess, show up bigger in all facets of life. When is it and where is it?
It is June 13 to 16, so that's a Thursday through Sunday. And we meet in Sussex, New Jersey, right on the Appalachian Trail. Step off our grounds and you're on the Appalachian Trail. We rent out a youth sleepaway camp before the kids ever show up.
Oh, how fun. What kind of things do you do?
We do everything from the regular campy stuff like color wars and talent shows and bonfires and pool parties and games by the lake. And then we also go into more deep exploration in our workshops. So we have about 40 different workshops that are available over the course of the 4 days. And it's very much a choose your own adventure, because some people are there and even just showing up at camp is like the big stretch for them.
Right.
The fact that they even came. And so for them, they might be doing things like some of the art workshops or, ooh, I want to push myself and maybe go take a salsa dance workshop and move my body a little bit. And then there are also people who are there who feel really at home in the transformational space, the personal development space, or maybe they are doing a lot of growth work already in their lives, and they're maybe going into our workshops where we're looking at how do we face boundaries, how do we face conflict, or how do we relate as a leader? You know, on one end of camp, we may have people going really, really deep into heart-based and gut-based stuff, and on the other end, we may have people stacking rocks as a form of meditation. It's all available for someone to kind of navigate the way they want to participate and explore connection.
Amy Silverman, theconnectionmovement.com, has more. Hi, it's Casey. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by CBD Live Natural, with stores in Bedford Hills, White Plains, and Stamford, Connecticut. Find more at CBDLiveNatural.com. Let's stay connected. Visit Casey.co, K-A-C-E-Y.co. And our thought for the day is from Lewis Carroll, who said, "In the end, we only regret the chances we didn't take, the relationships we were afraid to have, and the decisions we waited too long to make." Go make a good decision to shine on. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, for your entertainment only. Heard Sunday mornings on 100.7 WHUD and on Real Country's 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Subscribe to Shine on iTunes and SoundCloud, and catch a show anytime at Casey.co. That's K-A-C-E-Y.co. Shine On.